Live from No Panic Zone. I'm Steve Gruber, God Bless America. This is the Steve Gruber Show. It's the second hour for Tuesday, February 23rd, 2021. Good morning, everyone. Good to have you here. Let's start with the three big things you need to know right now. Number three, state lawmakers from New York are focusing on the Emmy Award-winning governor and his failures in coronavirus leadership and the deaths that followed. We'll talk about that. Number two, an Arizona sheriff is among those slamming Joe Biden and his team for opening up the border and opening up a flood of illegals coming into the U.S. And number one, the death toll from COVID-19, we're told, is now over 500,000 here in the United States. But remember, we count deaths far differently than any other country. After all, China has not had a death in almost a year. Pretty incredible, the Chinese and their attempts to knock down the virus. Quite successful, in fact. In fact, if you shoot everybody that has the virus, the cases won't spread at all. It's a rumor I heard. But there are excuses to spend $1.9 trillion on COVID. And I told you before the break, I've been talking about it a bit in the last couple of days, cases that were being counted that should not have been. So I had to go back to the archives and pull a couple of stories. This one is dated April 17th, 2020. It's from MLive in the state of Michigan. MLive, deaths with coronavirus boost the total of deaths, and this is early on, April 2020, okay? In Macomb County, Chief Medical Examiner Daniel Spitz had a recent case in which an individual died by suicide. Died by suicide, a young person. Because they had a family member in the hospital suffering from COVID-19, Spitz had a postmortem test done. Now, this person shot themselves. 25 years of age, as I recall, from other news accounts. So a postmortem test was done and found the individual who died at home was positive for COVID-19. Died from a self-inflicted gunshot wound. Positive for COVID-19. The virus was not their cause of death, but the death was counted as a COVID-19 death, so said Dr. Spitz. He shot himself. Self-inflicted gunshot wound, yet this is counted. You think this is isolated? It's not. Read on. Similar cases of death with corona have likely been included in the state's count. This is Michigan. In Oakland County, every individual who has died while infected with COVID-19 has been counted as a coronavirus death. That, according to Dr. Lubisa Gregovic, the county's chief medical examiner. Easy for me to say. We're testing all the people, his quote, we're testing all the people who are deceased who are brought in, whether they sustained injuries or were in a hospital setting or their place of work or home, whether they're victims of violence or unexpected sudden death. We are testing them. And Dragovic doesn't believe he's alone in testing at a higher rate. He's heard of medical examiners across the country who are testing as consistently as he is. Well, if we're counting self-inflicted gunshot wounds as COVID deaths, and this began in earnest at the beginning of the pandemic, then how can we trust the numbers at all? And the answer is we really can't. There's no consistency from nation to nation as to who's testing which patients and how. How they're arriving at the conclusion that somebody died of COVID is different in Germany than it is in Spain, than it is in Italy, than it is in the United States. That's the takeaway here. Self-inflicted gunshot wounds are not COVID deaths, not of a 25-year-old man, period. The chance of dying of COVID death at the age of 25, highly unlikely. But everybody, whether it was a violent death, an accidental death, a car accident, doesn't matter. Every deceased human being that came into his office tested for COVID, and everyone that tested positive, regardless of the cause of death, was listed as a COVID death. Therein lies the problem. And there are multiple news accounts of such. It's not my reporting, it's the reporting of MLive and others. I'm just relaying to you the facts as I know them. And the fact is, there's a lot of things here to question. And I talk to people all the time. And I talk to you every day. So when you and I sit here and talk, I say to you, what do you think? I mean, I certainly know people that have been sick from COVID, terribly sick. I know a gentleman who spent 5 days in the hospital on oxygen. Another guy that was sick for 2 weeks. I haven't known anybody to pass away, thankfully, but yes, it's real, it's serious. But are the numbers being exaggerated? That's a fair question. It's a legitimate question to ask. when you have people that have self-inflicted gunshot wounds being racked up as part of the fatalities from COVID, you have to say, well, that's not accurate. That's not right. No honest person would say, well, that's okay. Go with that. No honest person would allow that, which is why numbers in Germany and Italy and Spain are less. And it's also why people are tired of all of this. They're tired of it. Let me ask you this. I've asked you this before. If not for the masks, if not for the constant drumbeat of fear and fear-mongering and Anthony Fauci on every 20 seconds, would you know there was a pandemic going on? Would you know that people are getting sick? I mean, I don't know each year when the flu is exploding. By the way, no flu this year. Magically, COVID has cured the flu. There's none. No flu even being registered in the United States this year. First time in my lifetime. Again, another reason to say, wait a second, this does not pass the stink test. This does not pass the honest, these are numbers we can trust test. None of it. And so until we have numbers that are counted in a consistent fashion, that there is a specific criteria, this person died of COVID because of X, Y, and Z, or this person died of a heart attack while they had COVID, may have been a contributing factor, but probably not the reason they've had heart disease for 15 years. We need to know that. This person had a brain tumor that metastasized, and they died. But they had COVID. Yes, but they had a metastasized stage 4 brain tumor that took their life. We have to count honestly. Because if we don't count honestly, it creates all of this room for conspiracy theories, for conjecture. People will fill in the blank with accurate and inaccurate information. The way to avoid that is to be honest, upfront, and transparent. Say, here are people that died that had COVID, and here are people that died because they had COVID. Two very different things. Can we agree on that? Because that's where we need to be. We need to have numbers we can trust. Numbers are not emotional. Numbers are just black and white fact. Yes, you can manipulate the numbers however you want, and this is a good indication of that, in fact. All right, so coming up, Grover Norquist is going to be here to talk about COVID relief money, talking about different numbers. Before we get there, though, I want you to think about PatriotFoods.com. PatriotFoods.com is an American-only farmer company, American-only produce, American-only fruits and vegetables, frozen, fresh, depending on the season, delivered to your doorstep at no charge. That's right, free delivery. Plus Amish meats and cheeses, and soon they'll be having an American-only section of their website of American hard goods, products, grills, whatever. It's all there. Plus, you can meet your farmer. U.S. Farm Hub, making it possible so the little QR code on your package, you take a picture of that with your smartphone, it'll tell you, here's the farmer that grew your blueberries. You can meet the folks. How cool is that? Go to PatriotFoods.com. You'll be happy you did. I shop there. So should you. Pay a little extra. Support the local team, would you? Great.
The Michigan Chamber of Commerce.
We represent the bakers, auto repair shops, manufacturers, small business owners. Our job is to help businesses succeed by giving them a voice against restrictive regulations and overreaching government. Our commitment is to create and promote good public policy that will restore a strong, healthy economy. Our focus is being your champion for free enterprise. We are the Michigan Chamber, and we stand ready to fight for Michigan.
To learn more about the Michigan Chamber and how to become a member, visit michamber.com.
It's time to go on the court with Robin Hook.
It's a new day to celebrate and be free. It's a new day full of action and excitement because it's a day for winning only at Soaring Eagle Casino and Resort. It's a new day. Visit SoaringEagleCasino.com. Making and defending threes are top priorities for the Broncos.
A while ago, it used to be teams were big and physical and pound the ball into the paint, score, and be power basketball. But today's game, the way teams play, the way the floor is spread, the way the teams play three, four, sometimes five shooters at a time. Are you going to defend the paint or are you going to defend the three?
Western Michigan head coach Clayton Bates, whose team leads the MAC in three-point percentage defense, holding opponents to 29.6% shooting behind the three-point line.
Conversely, we're near the bottom in the number of threes made per game. The game is just moving and trending more and more that way, and you have to be able to play that style.
Coach Bates and the Broncos host Miami Thursday.
Calling all Bridge Card holders. Did you know you can now use your Bridge Card at many Michigan farmers markets? It's smart to buy locally grown produce because as time passes, fruits and vegetables lose some of their nutritional value. The quicker it can get from the farmer's field to your dinner table, the better. It's also more affordable to buy produce in season. The freshest, healthiest produce is available now at your local farmer's market, and many Michigan farmers markets now accept Bridge Cards, making it easier for more families to make the healthy choice. Learn more at MIFMA.org. This message sponsored by the Michigan Farmers Market Association and the Michigan Association of Broadcasters.